afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show. Well, it's been a long week since I've sat here with you. My goodness, the news is full of all kinds of unpleasant things, really. But I hope you all out there are well. I hope all of you out there are feeling good and having a good day. Not a bad day on the outside, really. And it looks like it's going to be near 60 by Friday. And then somebody told me that it's going to be in the 70s by early next week. So, hey, if we got some nice weather to cling to, that might make things just a little bit better. Maybe we can at least, are we allowed to sit out on our front porches? I think so. At least I have been sitting out on my front porch on certain days and then going for walks. We have a cemetery right across from our house, and we've been taking little walks. And it's nice and paved, a paved path through there and all the way around. I think it's about a half mile all the way around. And so that's what we've been up to. And my wife Amber is with me in the studio today. We're going to bring her on in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. I want to let you know that my show has a website. Check it out, radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com. You can find recipes, offbeat news, trivia, all kinds of stuff up there. And then don't forget, the radio station has a nice website, too. You can find show archives all the way back to 2016 at WWGH1071.com. Well, today is April Fool's Day. I don't know if you've had a chance to fool anybody. Maybe the person that you're confined in the house with, you maybe made an April Fool's joke on. My wife and I haven't gotten each other, at least not yet, on this April Fool's Day. But my wife Amber is here, and you are with me. You are home from work now, right?
Yes.
And you've been spring cleaning the house. And what, doing one room a day?
Yes.
And what rooms have you done so far? I think you've done the two bathrooms and the spare bedroom and the living room, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got some April Fool's trivia facts for us to read today. And so let's find out what happened in the past with April Fool's trivia.
On April Fool's Day in 1989, billionaire Richard Branson designed a hot air balloon to look like a UFO and hired a dwarf in an ET costume to come out and scare whoever was near it when it landed. In 1996, as an April Fool's Day prank, the Taco Bell Corporation took out a full-page ad that appeared in six major newspapers, saying that it had bought the Liberty Bell and was renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. The National Historical Park in Philadelphia received hundreds of outraged calls. On April Fool's Day, 1997, Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak and Jeopardy host Alec Trebek swapped shows for the day. On April Fool's Day, 1976, the BBC convinced many listeners that a special alignment of the planets would temporarily decrease gravity on Earth. Phone lines were flooded with callers who claimed they felt the effects. On April Fool's Day, 1974, a man hauled 70 tires into the crater of an old volcano in Alaska and set them on fire, terrifying nearby residents into thinking the volcano was erupting again. For April Fool's Day, In 1957, the BBC created a hoax in which they convinced the nation that spaghetti was grown from spaghetti trees in Italy and Switzerland. Gmail first launched on April 1st, 2004. It was widely assumed that the service was an April Fool's Day joke.
All right, well, thank you very much. We'll bring you back on a little bit later for Ladies' Corner. Well, today, I'm giving away a gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. And they are open because we ordered out just last night for Mexican. And so they are open for takeout. So you could use this card for takeout. And so El Campesino Mexican Restaurant, a $5 gift card to there is what we're giving away for today. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. And I'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will pick our winner. So we have our trivia questions right here, ready to go. The phone number you will need is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing for an El Campesino Mexican Restaurant gift card. How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? According to ice cream maker Baskin Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you probably are what type of a person? According to ice cream maker Baskin Robbins, if you like chocolate ice cream, you are probably what type of a person? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? We got a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Nate, I won last Wednesday.
Yes.
And I was left a message on the station's answer machine with my address. Is there any way you could mail that gift card to me, please?
Yeah, I can.
Did you get my message?
Well, I'm just here on Wednesdays. I'm not sure how to check. Their mail. You probably don't want to give me the address over the air here. Do you want to give me a call as soon as I go off the air and give me your address and I'll mail it to you?
I will do that. I really appreciate you.
Okay, yeah, right at 5 o'clock, as soon as I go off, just give me a call back and I'll write your address down and I'll send it to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Janet Durst, that's our winner from last week. Yes, that's a good way to do it, and that'll get you your gift card in the mail, and then that way you can use it during this time. All righty, here's another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Did you turn nectar into honey?
Yes, nectar is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Are you staying busy?
I don't know.
No. It's kinda, yeah. It's kinda hard to stay busy during this time, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. What is your name, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing?
Allison.
All right, Allison. Okay. Well, thanks for calling me today. I appreciate you listening out there, and I've got you signed up, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great night, and stay well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. In what state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? In what state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita Radcliffe? It's a Disney movie. In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita Radcliffe? In 1997, the Sojourner rover sent back the first images from the surface of which planet? In 1997, the Sojourner rover sent back the first images from the surface of which planet? The Channel Tunnel, or Chunnel, is an underwater tunnel completed in 1994 that links which two countries together? The Channel Tunnel, or Chunnel, is an underwater tunnel completed in 1994 that links which two countries? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a call and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win this El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. The convergent ladybug can have 13 of these. What are they? The convergent ladybug can have 13 of these. What are they? In what year did Mickey Mouse appear in his first movie? In what year did Mickey Mouse appear in his first movie? And we'll stop there. And those are the trivia questions that we have for you right now. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did the images come back from Mars?
Yes, in 1997, the images came back from Mars. That is correct. How's your day going today?
Fairly good.
Fairly good? Are you staying busy?
No.
No? I've been... I'll tell you the truth. I've been not too busy and sitting around a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
staying in the house.
I need to get some. I need to get some books or something to read. It'd be a good time to do that during this time.
Right.
So, all righty. Well, we got you signed up for a chance to win. I appreciate the phone call.
All righty.
And stay well, okay?
All right, you too.
Okay, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, that was David Avery checking in for us here at 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here and get signed up for a chance to win the really good Mexican food. I'll tell you what, it's a good place. When it was open, it was when we all could go into restaurants, it was a good place to eat in, had a nice atmosphere, and had really good waiters and waitresses, and they were all so friendly. But it's still a good place to get carryouts. It tastes really good. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Oh, I'm surviving.
Yes, it's rather boring, isn't it?
It sure is. It's not too much on the news other than the coronavirus reports.
Yes, it's
all
on
the news.
News
is bad.
Yes, and president said yesterday that it's going to brace for the worst 2 weeks. I thought, well,
right.
Isn't that the best news we ever
That's
heard?
That's right.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm sure it's it'll get worse, you know, if you just follow New York City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those poor folks. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Situation, you know, when you're so compact in a city like that.
Yeah, people just right on top of each other like that.
Yeah. There's a wide open spaces are better. I've seen where I think Wyoming is about the best place to be right now. 120 cases and no deaths, you know.
Right.
And that's wide open spaces.
Yeah, lots of elbow room out there.
Right. The channel connects England and France.
England and France, that is correct. All righty.
All right.
Very good, sir. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good talk to you, Nate.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Good day. I will. You too.
You stay well, okay?
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was our friend Ernie Brees checking in here with us at 740-383-9944. And here comes another call, but I'm going to see if they can hold on through the break, because I got to take a break. Hi, can you hold on through the break for me?
Yes.
Okay, just a minute, and I'll be right back with you in about 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, hang on. All right. We'll be back after these words right here on 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Don't forget, my email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email anytime. I would love to hear from you. It'd be a pleasure to receive your email. Okay, much more straight ahead. Keep it right here.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back, and we have a caller on the line. Hey, buddy, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, and you probably wanted to answer a question. What question did you want to answer?
101 Dalmatians.
That's right. That's the movie you'll find Pongo and Perdita. Have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie, isn't it? All right, buddy.
The baby.
What is your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, that's who I thought this was. All right. Well, Lucas, we will put you in the stack for a chance to win, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling me.
All right.
You
bye.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. If you know the answer to any trivia questions, join the ones that have called in so far at 740-383-9944. 4:33 is the time. Glad you're tuned in. I'm Nate Redmond, your host. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. In air chair one and feeling good, feeling comfortable, feeling healthy. So that's good. I hope you all are feeling healthy and well as well. And avoiding any type of sickness. I hope you all are feeling good. Okay, it's time to hit the offbeat news stack and find out what is going on in the world of offbeat news. A family dog that went missing for 3 days in Vietnam was rescued from a deep pit by a man with a rope and a bucket. A video filmed Friday in Dong Nai shows the small dog being lifted out of the pit by a man who attached some rope to a plastic bucket. The filmer said the dog had been missing for 3 days, and the searching family eventually heard the canine's cries in the hole. The filmer said the situation could have turned out much worse if it hadn't been the dry season, as the pit would likely have been filled with deep water. But it wasn't that deep, and the doggy survived. So, good news there out of Vietnam. They got the dog out of the deep pit there. Emergency responders in Washington, D.C. were called to the Potomac River to stop a motorboat that kept moving in circles after its driver fell overboard. D.C. Fire and EMS said a Twitter post that the driver of the boat fell overboard Sunday and was helped to shore by a passing boat. We have another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Idaho.
Yes, that is where you will find the giant statue of a butter potato. That is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you today?
Good.
Good, good, good. Are you staying busy?
Yes.
Good, good, good. And what is your name?
Noah.
Good to hear from you, Noah. All right, buddy, we got you signed up for a chance to win a prize, okay?
Okay.
All right, you take care now and you stay well, okay?
I will.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It sounded like he was having a good time. DC Fire and EMS said in a Twitter post that the driver of the boat fell overboard Sunday and was helped ashore by a passing boat, but the motorboat continued doing donuts in the water. Yes, the boat just kept going in circles. The tweet included video of the boat spinning in the water as fire and EMS vessel approaches. The boat was secured and the driver was not injured, the agency said. A martial artist in India broke a Guinness World Record when he used his elbow to crush 256 walnuts in only 1 minute. Guinness World Records reviewed the evidence from an attempt and announced that Muhammad Rashid had broken the record of 229 walnuts, which was set by Indian martial artist Prakabar Reddy. The record-keeping organization said Rahid smashed 256 walnuts during his December 2019 attempt. Rashid is a multi-record holder, having previously set Guinness records for breaking walnuts with his head. Boy, that'd give you a headache. As well as smashing beverage cans with his elbow and coconuts with his head. So this guy has really done the smashing, a smashing job for this fella there in a set of Guinness World Record. Good stuff. Today is April the 1st and April Fool's Day, and it's time to, right now it's time to take a phone call real quick here. Hi, we're on the air.
Spots for the ladybug.
Spots for the ladybug.
Oh, spots for the ladybug. Yes, spots for the ladybug. Can have 13 spots. That is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And who's this? What's your name?
Bentley. Yeah.
All right, Bentley. I don't think you've called before. Are you having, you staying busy? All right. Well, we got you all signed up. Thanks for calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think he was a little shy about calling in, but we got the answer there and got him signed up anyhow. Love it when the kids call in, and today is Kids Day, it sounds like. So if you're a mom or a dad or an aunt or an uncle and you have kids at home and would like them to call and answer a trivia question, that'd be just fine. In fact, it's 4:39. I'm going to hold off on this day in history and hit my trivia questions once again here and see if we can get more answers. Right here on the radio. How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? According to ice cream maker Baskin Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you probably are what type of a person? According to ice cream maker Baskin Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you probably are what type of a person? In what year did Mickey Mouse appear in his first movie? In what year did Mickey Mouse appear in his first movie? One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? Why do zebras have black and white stripes? What was a popular kind of bracelet in the 1990s? What was a popular kind of bracelet in the 1990s? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. If you happen to know the answer to any of these trivia questions, why give me a call. What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, and then leave? What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, and then leave? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Sign up for a chance to win a gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. What type of bear is the largest in the world? What type of bear is the largest in the world? What is the main reason that kittens play? What is the main reason that kittens play? 740-383-9944. Join the ones that have called in and answer a trivia question. We have a phone call coming in right now. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, how are you faring?
Oh, I'm all right, yes.
Yeah, it gets rather boring these days, yeah. Doesn't it?
To answer you a better question, is that a grizzly?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Yep.
That is correct. That is one of the largest bears in the world.
Right.
So
are you staying in, taking care of yourself?
Yep, staying in, taking care of myself. I'm totally staying out of the stores and stuff. So I get out to the radio station here and then get out for a walk, and that's about it.
Not for me, so I'm staying in too.
Yep. So, yep. So not doing a whole lot these days, and so just
right.
Trying to.
I go out on the porch, and that's about it.
Yep, go out on the porch, and I watch the traffic go by, and try to guess. I try to guess what call the next caller of car is coming past.
Yep. All right.
Well, what's on the menu for tonight, Bob?
A Texas Red Skin.
Okay, sounds good. All
yeah,
right.
It's whatever I throw on the stove.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. You have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, it is 4:43, and those are all the trivia questions that I've got for now. So if you'd like to play, give us a call. Right now, I'm going to do On This Day in History, April the 1st. 1621, the Plymouth, Massachusetts colonists created the first treaty with Native Americans. 1724, Jonathan Swift published Drapier's Letters. 1748, the ruins of Pompeii were found. 1778, Oliver Pollock, a New Orleans businessman, created the dollar symbol. 1789, the U.S. House of Representatives held its first full meeting in New York City. Frederick Muhlenberg of Pennsylvania was elected the first House Speaker. 1793, in Japan, the volcano Onsen erupted, killing about 53,000. 1826, Samuel Morey patented the internal combustion system. In 1853, Cincinnati became the first U.S. city to pay firefighters a regular salary. And in 1863, the first wartime conscription law went into effect in the U.S. And that's what happened on this day in history, April the 1st. We'll be back after these words.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is Scott Spears, and today we jump into the audio archive to remember one of my favorite guests, a lady who appeared on my program maybe more than anybody else, Phyllis Diller. Phyllis died at age 95. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and we are back. Want to say thank you to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM. Want to tell you about my show website. If you get a chance, check it out. RadioNate.webs.com. That's WEBS, RadioNate.webs.com. Also, the radio station website is WWGH1071.com. WWGH1071.com. And if you go on there and go to the menu and click Show Archives, you can click on Offbeat News and Trivia and stream this program. You can listen to all the programs that I've ever done. So you can just one right after the other while you're stuck inside. You can just listen to Offbeat News and Trivia all day long. Wouldn't that thrill you to death? 4:48 the time. We got another drawing. We coming up at 4:55 like we do every week, and we're giving away a Mexican restaurant gift card, El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. A $5 gift card is what we're giving away today, and all you need to do is call and answer a trivia question. I'm going to give you the trivia questions in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about some cement corn cobs. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. When the village of Dublin was created in 1881, it consisted of less than 1 square mile of land. Since then, the town has grown to almost 24 square miles and is home to more than 36,000 residents. Dublin is the annual host of events such as the Dublin Irish Festival and the Memorial Golf Tournament, of course. However, few visitors to those events realize they're but a stone's throw away from what is perhaps one of the weirdest sights in all of Ohio. Sitting quietly near a busy four-lane road is a field with over 100 concrete corn cobs. We've got a call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
1928 is when Mickey first appeared.
Yeah, 1928 is the year when Mickey Mouse made his first movie. That is correct. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Are you staying busy or not really?
Staying busy, homeschooling and all that.
Yeah, gotta do those lessons from home, huh?
Yep.
All right, and this is Ashley, right?
Yep.
All right, well, I've got you all signed up. I appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Thanks for listening out there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, so this park is full of concrete corn cobs. In the early 1990s, the Dublin Arts Council decided it wanted to commission an artist to create an outdoor sculpture for the small 3-acre Sam and Eulalia France Park. Eventually, the job was given to Columbus's Malcolm Cochrane. After months of planning and building, Cochrane's creation, Field of Corn with Osage Orange Trees, was revealed in 1994. The sculpture itself consists of 109 cement corn cobs, all close to 6 feet tall, arranged in rows. At the far end of the field is a group of Osage orange trees with shade concrete benches placed in front of plaques. The plaques describe, among other things, the history of farming and corn cultivation in the area. What inspired Cochrane to create such an unusual sculpture? One need only look at the history of the land for the answer. Sam France, for whom the park is named, was not only a former owner of the property, but also a leader in the hybridization of corn. In fact, the land the park sits on is said to have been farmed for well over 100 years. Farmers in the area would often use Osage orange trees to create natural dividing lines between their fields, which explains Cochrane's decision to include them in his sculpture. So yes, indeed, if you travel to Dublin, you can see a field of cement corn cobs. I've actually seen them. I went to an interview with my brother, and we passed the park, and it was something else to see those. Okay, Ladies' Corner is coming up, probably right after the drawing, and let's see if we can get one or two more calls in here and get some more trivia questions answered. Sign up for a chance to win the El Campesino Mexican Restaurant gift card. What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering to do something together and then leave? What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, and then leave? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? What is the main reason that kittens play? What is the main reason that kittens play? What is the reason that zebras have black and white stripes? What reason do zebras have black and white stripes? What was a popular kind of bracelet in the 1990s? What type of bracelet was popular in the 1990s? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? According to ice cream maker Baskin-Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you probably are what type of a person? According to ice cream maker Baskin-Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you probably are what type of person? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, we'll put you in the drawing for an El Campesino Mexican restaurant gift card. And like I said, the one by the mall, we just did a carry out last night, and it was absolutely delicious. My wife got the Super Burrito, and I got the Burritos Deluxe, which is two burritos, one beef, and one chicken. And you talk about delicious, it absolutely was. So, there you go. We have just a few more seconds ticking down until we get to 4:55. So we will see who the winner is. We want to say thank you to everybody that called. Thanks to Noah. Thanks to Lucas. Thanks to Ernie Brees. Thanks to Ashley. Thanks to Bob Austin. Thanks to Bentley. Thanks to David Avery. And thanks to Allison for giving us a call today. I appreciate you guys lighting up our phone lines here at 107.1 FM WWGH. And it is now 4:55 and time for the drawing. And we are going to mix these all up and find out who our winner is going to be. And our winner for today, for the El Campesino Mexican Restaurant gift card, is Ernie Brees. Ernie Brees, congratulations, you're the winner. Now, if you would like for me to mail this to you, give me a call just as soon as the show is over at 5 o'clock. Our last week's winner, Janet Durst, is going to give me a call and give me her address here at 5 o'clock. So if you would like me to mail this to you, I will do that for you, Ernie. Otherwise, it'll be here in the studio until you can get to it. And by the way, all the kids that called today, because we had several kids that called, all the kids that called today, I'm going to send you something special, okay? So your parents can give me a call here as soon as the show is over as well, here at 740-383-9944, and I will send you something special through the mail just for giving me a call, since we had so many kids. This was Kids Day today, so thank you so much for playing along with the trivia. All right, going to bring my wife Amber back in, and it is time for Ladies Corner, and she has a recipe. I'll wait till she gets all ready. Do you want your headphones? Okay, we're ready to go, and what is today's recipe? Hang on, I didn't turn your mic on. Say it again.
Mini monster cookies. What you need: 1 cup creamy peanut butter, 3 tablespoons honey, 1/3 cup packed brown sugar, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1/2 cup old-fashioned or quick cooking oats, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 2 ounces of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate chopped, 1/3 cup miniature candy-coated chocolate pieces, and 1/4 cup Planters dry roasted peanuts chopped. Heat oven to 350. Beat peanut butter, honey, and sugar in a large bowl with mixer until light and fluffy. Blend in egg and vanilla. Add oats and baking powder. Mix well. Stir in remaining ingredients. Drop rounded teaspoons of dough, 1/2 inch apart, onto parchment-covered baking sheets. Flatten slightly with the bottom of a clean drinking glass. Bake 9 to 10 minutes or until edges are slightly browned. Cool 2 minutes. Remove to wire racks. Cool completely.
All right. And by the way, that is on my Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and search Radio Nate, just search that right in there to Facebook. It'll pop up. It's got a delicious looking picture with it. So you can check that out on my Facebook page. And you can copy that recipe down at your leisure. Again, just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and there you will find it. Well, it's been fun being with you today. We've got 1 minute left already, and like I said, it's been a pleasure being with you. It's been nice having my wife, Amber, being part of the program today. She did a good job on her portions of the program, and if she's still off of work next week, which she's in daycare, so the governor shut those down unless they qualify for certain things, and hers didn't, so she's off of work, and so she might just be with me next week. We'll put her to work next week, too. All right. Well, until next time, I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in Waldo, Ohio, and thanks so much for listening to the program today. And we will be back next week, 4:15 until 5 o'clock on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your host. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM.